So, in the end, Joe Biden bowed to the inevitable and abandoned his bid for re-election. Since then, Vice President Kamala Harris has secured a steady stream of endorsements, some, however, including several congressional leaders and the former President Barack Obama, have yet to give her their formal backing. In the past hour, Senator Joe Manchin, whose name had been mentioned as a possible contender, has said he won't be a candidate. And all the while, the Democrats' Republican opponent, Donald Trump, is working a re-energised base. Let's get the view, first of all, of a Democratic Party supporter, Patty Shields, Ireland Chair of Democrats Abroad, is on the line. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. You're welcome to the News at One. Was Joe Biden right to step down?
Do you know, I think it's a very powerful moment for the Democratic Party. And I just returned from the U.S. this morning. So, you know, having been on the ground in the U.S. and just seeing the abiding narrative that was really being pushed and the questions about his competency really affecting, I think, his chances in the race. I think the Democratic Party owes a lot to Joe Biden. I think he was thinking of the party first and the country first when stepping down. And we're now in kind of these unprecedented, uncharted waters, you know, where, you know, there is a presumptive but not actual nominee. So I think there's a lot to be sorted out ahead of and during the Democratic convention in Chicago. But I'd say the early hours were certainly indicative of a lot of support, you know, for this move in terms of, you know, the fundraising that was done, as well as, you know, just renewed energy and interest going into the convention. So I think there were a lot of positives coming out of the announcement.
And as you say, the money has been flowing in Kamala Harris's direction since this announcement last night. But doesn't she have a problem in that as vice president, she hasn't been particularly popular? Her approval ratings are basically on a par with those of Joe Biden.
You know, I think there's a lot of education to be done, you know, about her as a candidate. I do think, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for her to present herself as that. And as she said yesterday, she is really looking forward to earning and winning the nomination of the party. So, you know, I think there are pain points in policy, but I think there's a lot to leverage in terms of accomplishments. And I think all of that has been drowned out by other narratives over the past couple weeks. And hopefully we can get back to policy and certainly, you know, some of the important issues for voters around, you know, women's reproductive rights, the climate, you know, things that really are going to matter in this election.
This is such an unusual situation. What's the procedure now?
So right now, basically, there are just less than 4,000 delegates that would have been awarded to Joe Biden that represent the 14.5 million voters that participated in the Democratic primaries this spring. So essentially, at this point, those delegates have been, you know, released. And there is a rules committee meeting of the Democratic Convention Committee on Wednesday to really kind of make sure that the process of engaging these delegates, which really are, you know, they're kind of managed at a state level, that the rules of the road are set out prior to the convention, and that it's very transparent. None of the voters that participated in the primaries were disenfranchised, and that, you know, it's really seen as, you know, a continuation of the democratic process. So less of a coronation of a presumptive candidate, and I think an open, but obviously, you know, I think a lot of names that would have come up as potential candidates have come out to support Vice President Harris. So, you know, I think there's just a lot of energy and attention, I think, going to be paid over the next week or so. And I think the rules of the road will be much clearer post that committee meeting on Wednesday.
Patty Shields, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Well, for more now, let's talk to Julia Manchester, who's national correspondent with The Hill in Washington, D.C. Julia, as we were hearing there, things have been moving fairly quickly since last night. How close is Kamala Harris to securing the nomination?
You know, I don't think she's secured it yet, but she certainly moved in that direction. Look, as of this morning, she has raised over $50 million since President Biden announced he was stepping down and endorsing her. She's received the endorsements of prominent Democrats, including in the Senate and in the House. And then on top of that, you just have a whip operation going on behind the scenes to essentially ensure that delegates fall in line behind Harris. We also have a number of Democrats who had been floated as replacements for President Biden at the top of the ticket fall in line behind Harris, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and California Governor Gavin Newsom. So it seems as if there's certainly coalescing going on among the Democrats, because really there isn't enough time yet left. Remember, their nominating convention is only a few weeks away in Chicago, and we're about 106 days out from Election Day.
Yet some key figures haven't yet given her their formal endorsement. Why not, do you think?
You know, it's a good question. Former President Obama has not yet endorsed her. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet endorsed her. Neither has House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. You know, there could be sort of a wait and see moment to see if another challenger emerges. But if the trend continues, I would imagine these figures will come out and endorse her. It would be hard to see how they wouldn't.
There was a real sense last week that the presidential contest was as good as over, that Donald Trump had already won. Has that changed at all?
You know, look, I think if there was a choice between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Donald Trump and his allies would rather run against Joe Biden. That being said, though, Kamala Harris's approval ratings are not particularly high right now. They're around the same point that President Biden's are. So I think Donald Trump certainly probably has more of the momentum right now. But that being said, we just don't know what's going to happen going forward. You know, this is a completely different contrast between Harris and Trump than it was between Biden and Trump. Harris is younger than Donald Trump. She, you know, is definitely seen as a bit more energetic, if you will. She's seen as a bridge to the next generation. Donald Trump isn't that, but of course he has J.D. Vance, which his vice presidential pick, who is seen as that. So, you know, it's kind of hard to see how this plays out, but we'll be watching out for polling this week and next week, which will give us a better idea.
And as you say, in political terms at least, J.D. Vance is very young. He's only 39. If Kamala Harris does secure the nomination, is it safe to say that there'll be a lot of focus on her choice of running mate?
Absolutely. And you're already seeing that speculation really start to grow. I would say the top contenders right now are Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. He's a Democrat who won an election in a very red state, Kentucky. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He also, won as a Democrat in a major swing state. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. And one thing all of these contenders have in common is that they are white men. And a lot of political operatives and strategists I've talked to over the past, you know, few days have suggested that if Harris were to choose a running mate, it would have to be a white man. You know, there's obviously Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is obviously a woman. You have Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who is a black man. But, strategists say that right now her best bet would be to pick, you know, fairly, you know, for lack of a better term, vanilla white guy from a swing state like Kentucky or Pennsylvania.
Has Gretchen Whitmer, as you mentioned her, has she said anything so far? Because I think she was seen by some as a possible contender should Joe Biden stand down.
Yeah, so we've seen her. I don't know if she's gotten behind Harris yet. I believe, you know, she's praised Biden and has supported his decision. You know, look, she could certainly be, you know, seen as a contender for Harris's running mate. I don't think it seems at this point that she would work to replace her. I believe she's gotten behind her at this point. But Gretchen Whitmer was also a co-chair of the Biden campaign, so she has an inside look that a lot of Democrats don't have of this situation.
Julia Manchester from The Hill, thank you so much for talking to us on the News at One.